Reds and Pirates waited out a 55-minute rain delay. Joey Votto and company trying to get it done against the reigning National League Pitcher of the Month, Ivan Nova. 1-1 game in the fourth, and they get to Nova.
The 0-1. And this one lined into left center field. That's going to score Votto. Reds have taken the lead. 2-1 ball game. Hurrying to second is Duvall, and he's out. He slid off the bag. He was safe initially, and his momentum carried him past the bag towards left field. Hanson applied the tag.
Here's Nova, and there goes Hamilton. And the pitch is, did he foul it? That'll be a stolen base. No foul. The ball just dropped out of the middle of Cervelli, and Votto didn't offer at it. So Soto with 100, Arroyo 107 and counting. Gary Nolan had 110, and Tom Browning had 123.
I wonder how many Harang had.
Yid will find that out, I'm sure, momentarily. You mean as a Red?
Yeah, as a Red.
Yeah.
That'd be up there.
I would think, as long as he was with this club.
Speaking of hundreds, that's the 200th stolen base in the career of Billy Hamilton.
God bless him. The look by Nova. Here comes Billy to third. Swung on. Rocket to right field. That's a hit. That ball goes to the bullpen and right. Hamilton scores early. Votto for second. A double and RBI, and the Reds lead it 3-1. You're a very good point.
Oh, boy.
Hammer City to left field, and it's by Polanco. And the runner will come in to score, and on to second goes Duvall, and now he's going to try to go to third, and he is going to be in there sliding, and the Reds lead it 4-1. Three base hit, run batted in for Duvall. I tell you, Polanco came that close to making a sensational catch, but all he did was leave the ball on the warning track.
A 1-1 count. Cervelli at second. Hanson swings, and that should end the inning. Fly ball headed to Billy Hamilton in center, side retired. Pirates get a run. Adelman gets an out.
Reds win it 4-2. Cincinnati has taken 6 of 7 from Pittsburgh this season. Adelman, 6 innings, 6 hits, 2 earned runs, and 5 strikeouts. Nova falls to 3-3, 6 innings, 10 hits, 4 earned runs. The Reds take 3 of 4 in the series, and Brian Price talked about the win after the game.
You know, they're a good team. We always have good competitions, and they've been so good in the last 5 or 6 years in the division. So it's been good. You know, we played good ball in the 2 series, the one in Pittsburgh and the one here, and faced some of their really tough pitching, in particular with Nova. You know, has been excellent, and Tyon, and they've got a nice staff. So to come out and take the 3 out of 4 was great.
And Billy seems to have a much higher batting average against the Pirates. Why do you think that is?
I don't. I'm not even going to suggest anything. I have no idea. I have no idea why he does, but he does. He does some good things in these series.
Brian, we talked so much about the fastest man in baseball, but the fastest Red to reach 200 stolen bases. Are you ever able to just kind of sit back and realize what you're watching with in every day?
You know what? I'll tell you. I'd hate to see him on another team, and then have to worry about it. You know, so sometimes it can get lost amongst all the other things. You know, his ability to go first to third on a missile to the left in front of the left fielder, or you know, take an extra base in situations where no one else on the field could do the same thing. But just the ability, and to me, the other part of it is understanding that in his first year, you know, his success rate in stolen bases wasn't great, and what I've marveled at more than anything is what he's done in 15, 16, and 17, because his success rate has shot through the roof. He's been thrown out once this year, and it's been a phenomenon.
How much of a shot does it give the team? I know it's kind of just a one-series thing, but to come back home and kind of get back rolling again, how good is it for this
team?
Well,
it's important. You know, we went through a stretch there a couple of weeks where we weren't winning many games. We weren't playing poorly, but we might not get great pitching, and we'd score 7 runs, but we'd lose, you know, 9-7 or 11-7, whatever it was, and other times where we'd pitch well and we'd lose 2-1, and so they weren't matching up very well. And we struggled with Milwaukee. They beat us 6 out of 7, so that's been tough. But all in all, for this point in the season, The guys are playing good. They're playing hard. They enjoy playing together, and a lot of good things so far these first 28 games or so.
Adelman picked up his first win of the season and talked about his solid outing afterwards.
I just worked on my curveball a lot in the bullpen. So the last couple starts, that's been missing, and it's a huge difference maker for me. So that's what I focused on, and it worked today. So
I know you worked on the slider in spring. Mm-hmm. You didn't seem to use that much. Are you going back to kind of the three pitches you kind of came up with?
I am, yeah. I felt like in spring, it might not have been the slider, but I wasn't right. You know, I wasn't myself. And given what I did last year with fastball, changeup, curveball, I felt like staying with that mix for now would be good enough. And so far, I think that's really helped me kind of get back on track and get in a groove a little bit.
What does it mean to kind of call this team to call back in 500 after a rough stretch? It
means a lot. I think Brian has said it a bunch of times that if we're around 500 or 500 at the All-Star break, you know, we've got a good chance to be there at the end. So obviously you don't think too much about the standings or about the course of the season. You just try to win ball games and let the other stuff take care of itself.
You know, you're going against a guy like Nova. You guys have gotten him a couple times, but it's a matchup where you have to be kind of – you can't allow too many runs or allow too many hits because he's a tough guy to go against. Right?
Absolutely. He's got quality stuff. He's been a quality pitcher in this league for a number of years. So, as you were saying, you don't want to let the Pirates get too many runs. Try to keep them at bay as best you can. And fortunately, today I was able to do that. Scratch a couple across against them. So, it was good win for us.
It means a lot to go 6 innings, I'm sure, too.
Definitely. I mean, I've told you guys before, I want to try to go as deep as I can in every game. So, but 6-plus, you know, 6-plus or 6 and 2 earned, you know, if you told me that before the game, I'd probably take it. So,
do you feel like you've proven to some people that you're a major league pitcher, full stop, not necessarily a depth guy that can help the major league team? But, you know,
I feel like I've done that, but obviously that's up to the decision maker. That's up to the people who decide whether I stay or go or pitch out of the bullpen or start or whatever. And you know, obviously we have some injuries to the starting rotation, which has allowed me some opportunities, and I understand that. But definitely, the way I've thrown the ball, I think, has shown some people that I can help teams here, help the Reds, and I'm just happy to be here.
Billy Hamilton is the fastest Red ever to 200 stolen bases, and he talked about the feat after the game.
You know, it means a lot, like I said, to be up in to get there with the greatest people and stolen bases. But like I said, it's something that you got to keep moving forward and keep getting more. There's a long way to go to get the record. I mean, I saw it actually a couple of days ago. It's like in the thousands and 1,200, is that what it is? Yeah. No? What is it?
For Ricky?
Yeah.
Is it 1,000? I don't think.
Hey, well, it's a long way to go, like I said, but it's something I got to keep building off of and just keep moving forward.
So you're aware of those numbers throughout the season? Are you aware that you were pretty close?
You know, I wasn't until yesterday, so I have a thing on my leg where we write stuff on the mental mask because it helped me from messing up my leg when I slide. And he wrote something on it a couple of days ago that says 3 more to CC. And I was wondering what it was. He said, once you get to CC, then I let you know what it means. And then the other day I got to 199. He was like, you got one more to go. You got 199. And I looked at it and I was like, oh, okay. Now I know what you're talking about. But then I went and looked up some numbers and everything. But it's good to be at that level of my point of my career right now. But I just got to keep going forward.
Your batting average is over 300 against the Pirates. I asked Brian Price if he could explain why you hit so well against them, and he couldn't explain it. Do you?
I can't explain it either. It's just something I told these guys, but it's just, I come out and do the same routine every single day, but it just seems like it comes with playing them a little bit better. It's something I still do the same routine in the cage. I do the same routine every day, eat my same chicken quesadilla before the game. It's just something that's always happening against the Pirates. The guys at the Pirates say the same thing, but it's just I don't know either.
Cool.
How confident are you in scoring every time you get on base when you got guys like Adam and Joey behind you?
Oh, very confident, man. Like I said, just to a point with them guys, you don't have to steal every single pitch with them guys. Like I said, usually in the past, you even go first and second pitch and stuff, but now I kind of broken the count a little bit. I know I got guys like Joey and Duval and Sheldon, all those guys can drive me from first base. So it takes a little pressure off me knowing that I would have to put myself in a situation where I got to get the second page just to score. So obviously having them guys behind me, it means a lot.
Billy, a bit off topic, you sent a congratulatory tweet to John Ross when he got here. The debate has already begun. Everyone wants to see you guys race. Yeah. Did you ever entertain something like that with John Ross?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I know he's really, really fast, but it's something that I look forward to being competitive. So like I said, if something happens, we'll do it at a charity event. And like I said, I'm willing to do it. And like I said, we can put something together if the guys want. If something will go to the charity and we can make some money off of it.
So we'll set it up then.
I set it up. I'm ready.
Have you ever done a timed 40?
I have not. Oh, I've done ninth grade, and I was like a 4 or 5 flat, but that's when I was just becoming a little older and learning how to run a little bit. But like I said, I haven't did it in a long time. It's something I would like to see myself, just to see what I would be at compared to those guys. I know those guys are really fast, but it's something that I can look forward to in the future and see how it goes.
Would you want it to be 40 yards, or would you want it to be maybe 90 feet, or what do you think would be best for you?
Just for both of us, I think it'd be 40. 40 is pretty good. I mean, like I said, there's no way I can do 100. I got a long season ahead of me to do 100, but like I said, I put in the 40, and I think it'd be a good race for the city and just for me and him just to get our names out there and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's something that we can look forward to looking into with our agents, and we'll see how it goes.
Cincinnati stays home for the weekend as they welcome the Giants to town. It's Bronson Arroyo getting the start against Matt Cain on Friday.